Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Happy last full day of winter to you. That's right. Spring does come, as Phil mentioned, tomorrow. It comes late. The equinox is, I think, 11 something at night. But today's the last full day of winter. So yay. Thank goodness for that. And also, today is the day where a lot of you probably aren't even waking up to hear my voice this early. Maybe you're catching this on the podcast later because it is the day after St. Patrick's Day. You might have gone out and celebrated. Although from what I could see on social media, most people went out and celebrated on Saturday night. I did. I went out Friday night with a friend and we said, all right, we're just going to go out. We'll have like one or two drinks and something to eat and we won't be out all night. And then, sure enough, we were out all night. We still only had one or two drinks each, but just talking. And then we were talking about birth charts and human design and all these things. And then that led to the people that worked in the place we were at wanting to talk more about that. And next thing we know, it's, you know, 12:30 in the morning. And then, I don't know, I just slept through most of Saturday. I laid down to take a nap Saturday. Because we got some breaking news Saturday morning, courtesy of Ward 3 Counselor Sean Oliver, who posted on Facebook that Ollie's Bargain Outlet is coming to New Bedford. So I ran over to Fieldstone Marketplace on Kings Highway and got some photos and video and ran back and put together the story. And by the time I was done with all that, I said, you know what, I'm just going to take a nap. Before I plan anything to do on Saturday night here, which, you know, my usual bedtime now is 9 o'clock on Saturday. That's why we're not, I know I'm the piano man. That's why we don't do Spooky South Coast right now. I'm just too zapped. So I said, about 4 o'clock, I said, let me lay down and take a nap. Maybe it was like 5:30 before I like really deeply fell asleep. I was just kind of in and out looking at my phone and stuff and then I didn't get out of bed again until almost 9 o'clock the next morning. Well, I got up a couple of times to use the bathroom, but I basically slept until 9 a.m. the next day. So I guess I needed it. And then last night had plans of, you know, I watched Darby O'Gill and Little People and made my corned beef and cabbage. And then I said, I'm going to watch The Quiet Man now at starting at 8 o'clock and then I'll go to bed after that. Nope. Made it halfway through. 9:30 said, going to bed. So it was a relaxed weekend for me. I don't know how it was for you. But if you are awake, you were either one of the ones that didn't celebrate yesterday or you can handle your celebration and still wake up the next day. So congratulations are in order to the Wareham boys basketball team, Division IV state champs for the second straight year. They defeated their rival Bourne. And it was a game where I didn't get to see the game, but I was following along with Lori Loss's updates from South Coast Varsity and South Coast Today. But it was a game where Wareham really pulled away in the second half. And they won 86-71 over Bourne. And what's really interesting about this is that, you know, back-to-back championships are rare. The last local South Coast team to win back-to-back was New Bedford High. The Ed Rodericks days of 1992-93 and 93-94. That was the last time a South Coast team won back-to-back basketball state championships. Before that, so that's, what are we talking about now? We're talking about over 30 years. Well, 30 years, because the 93-94, no, this is, yeah. Yeah, so 30 years. And prior to that, it had been almost 40 years since the team had won back-to-back, that being Fairhaven High, 1949 to 1950 and 1950 to 1951. Those stats, courtesy of Lori Loss's story at southcoasttoday.com. So very, very impressive. Congratulations to Coach Stevie Faniel and the boys. A lot of those kids were on the teams that I coached when they were first learning how to play basketball, and then I quickly had nothing to do with them. They went on to huge success in JBA. And Coach Faniel says in the story that he knew back then in the JBA days that if these kids stayed together, they'd be something special. And he was right. So congratulations, Wareham Vikings, back-to-back Division IV state champions. On Saturday, Old Rochester fell short. They lost 61-40 to Charlestown, but still a great season for the Bulldogs. And how lucky we are that we had great basketball on the South Coast all season when, you know, schools are struggling to put together sports teams these days. The enrollment is down at a lot of schools, especially I know Wareham High has dealt with enrollment issues. And then the numbers of kids that they do get, not a lot of them want to come out and play sports. So the once great athletic programs on the South Coast are suffering a bit. That's why it's still impressive when we have teams like Wareham and ORR boys basketball, the Fairhaven football team, Dartmouth football team, which continues to be successful. I mean, when you have this level of success, despite all these challenges, you know, it goes to show how good those programs are. But still, a great season for the Bulldogs. Great season for the Vikings. Now we look ahead to spring sports, which every once in a while, the South Coast pops up a softball state champion. We've got tennis, lacrosse. And baseball, of course. So who knows what'll happen in the spring season. 508-996-0500. That's our number here. And I did mention that the big news that came out Saturday was Ollie's is coming to New Bedford. Now, for a lot of people who have never heard of Ollie's, you're saying, ah, well, what's that? What's the big deal about this store? But for the people who shop there, it is a big deal. Now, I've never been to one. My parents swear by it. They go to the one in Plymouth, and they would tell me all the time, like, oh, you've got to go. It's just like Building 19 used to be. And there's been times when it's right next to the Savers in Plymouth, and there's been times I've gone to the Savers and thought to myself, well, I should go into Ollie's too, and just didn't because of time constraints. So I've never actually been, but I might go to the Seekonk one later on this week. I'm heading that direction. I'm heading to Connecticut. So I might stop in there and just get a look and get an idea of what it's all about. Because for all these shoppers, this is a big deal. I think a lot of folks in the comments that I was reading, and there were a ton of comments under the story at WBSM.com's, the WBSM Facebook page. And some people were vehemently against it. Oh, great, another junk discount store. But I think from the way that it's been portrayed, at least in the articles I was reading, you know, Ollie's kind of prides itself on not being that. You know, some Ocean State job lot stores are beautiful, well-maintained stores. Others are kind of dumpy. Others are dark and dingy and have stuff stuffed to the rafters because of space issues. And, you know, then you have one like over here in Fairhaven where everything is nice and neat and brightly lit because of the space that it took over. But they're not spending money on all those frills of trying to make it look attractive. It's like, hey, you're coming here for good deals. And that was kind of the Building 19 model for years. They didn't care about what they look like. They didn't care about what you thought about them based on the outside appearance. You were coming in because you wanted good deals. You wanted good stuff cheap. It was like, you know, the running joke that they always had about the coffee that they gave away for free. It's not good coffee, but it's free. And so I think that that's kind of the same approach that a lot of discount stores have taken from Building 19 of, hey, you know, you're here for the deals. You're not here for, you know, fancy window displays or clean aisles. We talked about this last week when we were talking about like thrifting clothes and buying cheap clothes that, you know, Burlington in the Dartmouth Mall, it's just always a mess in there around the clothes. Clothes all over the floor, clothes thrown over the racks. Nothing where it belongs. But you still go in there and go through it all if you want to find the deals. So I think that that's been kind of the, a lot of the store's models is, you know, in the footsteps of Building 19 is just give them that those discounts. Well, Ollie's, there was a time when they opened in one of the former Building 19 locations. And they took over a lot of those Building 19 locations, and we'll get into the connection between them, or lack thereof. But when they took over a lot of these Building 19 locations, they actually embraced that Building 19 history and called it Ollie's at Building 19. But there was a quote from, I guess, the CEO to one of the newspapers where he said, "We're going to be like Building 19, only a hell of a lot cleaner." And so for Ollie's, that's a point of pride for them, is that they are cleaner than these other discount stores. Again, I haven't been in one, but that's just what, you know, what I was reading. But the correlation between Building 19 and Ollie's exists for a lot of people because they use that good stuff cheap motto. Because they use similar marketing styles, you know, just as Jerry Ellis was the face of Building 19 and the caricature, the cartoon that you saw in the buildings and the signage and in the circulars and all of that. Ollie Rosenberg is the same for Ollie's. Now, Jerry started Building 19 with one other person. Ollie started Ollie's with three other people, but they each became the face for their franchise, for their chain. And they use similar artwork. So it's led to a lot of people and they've never shied away in New England for sure of that Building 19 connection. Now, in the rest of the country, New Bedford should be the 513th Ollie's store. 513. So they're all over the country as opposed to Building 19, which was just a New England chain. So people outside of New England don't know what a Building 19 is. But here, Ollie's was smart to say we have to embrace that legacy because that was such a brand. And so they bought, when Building 19 went bankrupt in 2013, Ollie's bought the trademarks. That's why they can utilize the good stuff cheap motto. They bought the trademarks so that they could call their stores Ollie's at Building 19. And if they had built this in the old Building 19 in New Bedford, instead of going into the Shaw's, former Shaw's in the Fieldstone Marketplace, they might have called it Ollie's at Building 19 in New Bedford too. But there's a lot of rumors out there about there being connections that I just don't think exist. So because this story broke on a Saturday, I sent an email over to Ollie's, you know, to try to find out if there's any targeted opening date and anything else that they can provide. I haven't heard back. I'm sure I'll hear back today on a work day. And then once that line of communication is open with them, I'm going to ask the question, what is the connection here? Because there's a lot of rumor out there. Well, Building 19 and Ollie's were started by two brothers. No. The guy who founded Building 19 went on to found Ollie's when he lost control of Building 19. No. Jerry Ellis ran Building 19 right up until the time it went bankrupt. The founders of Ollie's were actually some of the founders of Building 19. No. There's no, out of everything that I was looking for, and I was looking all day Saturday and Sunday, out of everything I looked into, there's no correlation outside of them buying the trademark. So all of these stories, and it's, you know, I know an employee that works there and they told me this. Okay, they might have told you that, but I can't find anything that proves that it's true. But I'm going to look more into it, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm going to try to get that whole story when I hear back from Ollie's. But the bottom line is there is an Ollie's coming to New Bedford, to Fieldstone Marketplace, to the former Shaw's. 508-996-0500. I can take a call here before I got to take a break. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. You know, I've been listening to the, I heard about the new Ollie's store. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I may get crucified for saying, you know, a couple of things, but I'm really happy that we're getting some new stores in the city because it's about time because there's, you know, so much stuff that's closed down and we really haven't seen new things come in. So in a way, it's very positive and hopefully more stuff will, you know, start to show up. But you know, one thing I don't understand, which you did touch upon, talk about just now, you know, the, for example, the Burlington Coat Factory in Dartmouth, you know, it's, if you go to other Burlington Coat Factory stores, like in Fall River and other places, they look nothing, like the one in Dartmouth. And, you know, in the one in Dartmouth, when they first opened up for first couple of years, everything was great. I mean, it didn't look like you said, like everything just thrown all over the place. And listen, I get it. I get that. You know, maybe they don't have enough staff to keep, you know, the shelves neat and everything in order. But that store, it doesn't matter when you go in there, it looks like a war zone. And you know, places like Building 19, the Big Value Outlet, the Christmas Tree Shop, as cheap as they were and the great deals that they had, before they, whatever era that's going on now, you walked into those stores and everything, well, maybe not so much Building 19, but the other ones, you would walk in there and everything, you know, was more or less neat. You could see where things were, but I don't know what it is. And I have to tell you, I don't know anything about Ollie's, but I really hope that this store doesn't turn into, just like now, like with the dollar stores, you know, when they first open up, everything's great. You go in there now and it's like, I don't know, everything's a mess. And I hope, I don't know what Ollie's sells. I don't know how big it is, but I really hope it doesn't turn into looking like a Burlington coat factory, because it would really be a shame, you know, business wise and, you know, for people like me. Because I have to tell you, I try going to Burlington, I walk in and I walk out, because I can't deal with that. And, you know, I don't know what it is around here, why, you know, the stores look like that. But well, anyway.
And that's the question I have is, you know, is it a fact that the stores are understaffed? I mean, I know the stores are understaffed and that's causing some issues, but what does it say about the customers that they go in there and they make that kind of a disaster,
right,
that they think about throwing things away or throwing things around or dropping them on the floor?
Right. Well, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, you just kind of, you know, it almost sounds like it's a geographical demographic area problem. And, you know, not to sound, cruel or anything, but I don't get it, because it's not even that. I mean, there's been times I've walked into Target and there's just everything, like the girls department, like everything is just all over the place. And I look at that and I say, you know, I don't think it's just from somebody looking at clothes and maybe not folding it and putting it back right, because when stuff like that is thrown all, it almost looks like it's all intentional. But anyway, you know, I really hope Ollie's is a positive thing for people to be able to get some good buys and bargains. And doesn't end up looking like a Burlington coal factory, because it would really be a shame. But anyway, you have a good day and a good week. Okay?
You as well. Take care. And let's take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news from Phil. And on the other side, we can talk more with you, because there's some other things I want to bring up in terms of the way that people are reacting to Ollie's coming here. And, you know, this isn't just about the Ollie store itself. It's about, as the caller mentioned, new business coming into New Bedford. So we'll get into all that coming up in just a bit. But right now, got to take a quick break. All right. Well, we will take more of your calls coming up, 508-996-0500. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
Netanyahu speaks out on Chuck Schumer's criticism. A senator says Congress should have no age limits and charges in the theft of the ruby slippers.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Israeli Prime Minister is speaking out against Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's criticism of the Israeli government. During an interview on CNN's State of the Union, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it's, quote, totally inappropriate for Schumer to call for a replacement of Israeli leadership. He said the majority of Israelis support the country's approach to the war against Hamas. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is asking, how much more do Americans have to see before they reject Donald Trump for president? That's the question she raised during an interview with CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, adding that, quote, there's something wrong here. Her comments come after Trump, during a rally in Ohio, said it would be a, quote, bloodbath for U.S. auto industry and the country if he's not elected president in November. Five states will hold their presidential primaries on Tuesday. Trump and President Joe Biden already have enough delegates to clinch their party's nominations, but will look to increase their delegates in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Biden will also compete with, quote, uncommitted voters who will protest against U.S. military aid to Israel. There should be no age limits in Congress. That's what Maryland Senator Ben Cardin told NBC's Meet the Press Sunday morning. He's 80 and won't be running for re-election, but he said each person has to make their own decision about whether to run or stay in office. The debate around age limits for federal office has intensified as Biden and Trump are set for a rematch in the general election in November. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he agreed to a prisoner swap involving opposition leader Alexei Navalny just a few days before his death. On Sunday, Putin was asked by NBC News whether he'd agreed to an exchange of Navalny for several people imprisoned in Western countries. Putin said he agreed on the condition Navalny never returned to Russia, but unfortunately he died before the exchange could become reality. Some of Navalny's supporters have alleged he was murdered to stop the possible prisoner swap that would have seen him and two Americans freed. And a second man is being charged in connection to the theft of Judy Garland's ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz. The ruby slippers, which were worn by Garland in the classic film, were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum by a man named Terry John Martin. Now 76-year-old Jerry Hal Sliderman is in trouble for his alleged role in the scheme. He made his first court appearance in Minnesota over the weekend, where he was charged with theft of a major artwork and witness tampering. An indictment against him says he received, concealed, and disposed of an object of cultural heritage.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
It was a gorgeous St. Patrick's Day for the New Bedford Half Marathon. More than 2,000 runners pounded the pavement in the city on Sunday. And coming out on top was Grant O'Connor of West Hartford, Connecticut. The 26-year-old crossed the finish line at 1 hour, 4 minutes, 43 seconds. And not far behind, top female finisher Anna Oser of Brookline, 1 hour, 13 minutes, and 40 seconds. Celtics are playing the Detroit Pistons at home tonight at 7:30 after beating the Washington Wizards on Sunday. Red Sox play the Minnesota Twins at spring training today at 1. Bruins host the Ottawa Senators on Tuesday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Monday, everybody. Good to be with you this morning. Temperature around 40, cloudy skies. They will be decreasing as we head into the afternoon, giving way to mostly sunny skies. Temperature climbing into the mid-50s overnight tonight, mostly clear mid-30s. Tomorrow we'll continue to enjoy plenty of sunshine in the mid-40s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update brought to you by Sparks Auto Dartmouth. Your choice for auto repairs, brakes, and inspection stickers. Sparks Auto 425 State Road, Dartmouth. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
About who's going to drive you home and who's going to drive you to school, because Tremblay Bus Company desperately needs school bus drivers, monitors, and van drivers. It is a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or anyone looking to earn great pay while supporting local students. So if you are interested but you don't have your CDL, don't worry. They are willing to train you if you are willing to learn. For more information, visit tbcbus.com. Tremblay Bus Company, TBC. Visit tbcbus.com and join Tremblay Bus Company today. All right, phone lines are lit up, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I had two topics I wanted to touch on that you were talking about this morning. Well, the first one being that you talked about Ollie's. It's a great store. I love Ollie's. When I go visit my daughter and son-in-law in Virginia, I went to Ollie's on several occasions and one also in Georgia. And it's a lot of fun and you find a lot of great stuff cheap. And I'm real excited that it's going into my old Shaw's because that was my home store for 23 and a half years. Actually, Ocean State job lot in the North End. I worked there for a year. until we open the new store, August of 1988, actually. August of 1988 is when that new store opened up, and it was really nice at the time. But it's going to be a great location. I think it's going to be nice, and it is a wonderful store. It's a lot of fun to go to Ollie's. It's all about the hunt, you know, of the treasure that you're going to find, which is what I'm all about. I love that. That's why I like places like Savers and thrift stores and consignment shops. It's all about the hunt for me anyway. I love that.
Absolutely.
So that is really good, I think. I heard about it yesterday because my daughter let me know. And unlike yourself, I like corned beef and cabbage, but I don't love it. Although my daughter sent me a picture, the one she made in the crock pot with stout beer. And she did it with Brussels sprouts instead of regular cabbage. And then she tops it off with a lovely mustard sauce. Now, that looks like something that I would love to have. It's right out of a restaurant, actually. It was beautiful from the picture she showed me. But what I did do is, after work yesterday, because I couldn't go home because of the race, I couldn't get back to my house. I had to go to the North End, so I stopped at Savers for a while and looked around, shopped a little bit. Went to a few other places. I said, well, you know what? Since I'm in the North End, let me go to Gas Express because I want some more of that chicken. And now I want to try the chicken tenders like you talked about. And I tried the thighs. Oh, delicious, and more delicious with the sauce. And when I was talking to the guy that was serving me there, which he kind of reminds me a little bit of the soup Nazi, but I like him. He's really nice. And he was saying, because I go on and on about the potato wedges and how much I love those. He said that he actually makes a sandwich out of them, and he puts one of the sauces on it. I forget which one he used, and he puts pickles on them, and he says it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, wow.
I said, oh, wow. I've never heard of that, but I said, I love these potato wedges. It's hard to try any other side dish because I'm all about these potatoes. And again, they fill the box to the brim, so you have more than enough for the next day.
Right.
And Dollar Tree.
The sides are cheap enough, too, that you could just grab another side, too. You know, it's only like $2 or something for another side.
Oh, I never even thought about that. But what I did do is before I got there, because I was on Tarquin Hill Road going towards it, Dollar Tree was there. So I said, you know what? I'll just grab a soda from there. I haven't had soda in a while. And it kind of goes well with the whole meal. I said, I'll just grab a soda from there because it's so much cheaper, you know, to get something like that there. And then I headed on over there and got my meal and then just brought it home. And it was delicious, as always. I couldn't believe the size of those chicken tenders.
Yeah, they're incredible. I got to hold you there because I got some other callers, Laura, but thank you for calling in and great talking with you.
Oh, same here, Tim. Have a great day now.
You as well. All right, let's go to the next caller here, 508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, what's going on, Tim?
How you doing?
Not bad. Yeah, when I saw that story on BSM, I was like, oh, wow, they're coming up here. Because the first time I saw it was down in Florida. I was shopping around and I drove by, I stopped in. So they must be expanding all the way up into the Northeast. I'm not sure on how many there are in this area. But
they've been in Massachusetts since, I think, 2016, I think, was the first one that opened up in Massachusetts. But they've been, you know, outside of there. There's one in Seekonk, there's one in Plymouth, and those are the two closest to us.
Really? All right. So they have been here for a while. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. Right now. But, yeah, it's definitely a nice bargain outlet. And in regards to the location, hopefully that becomes more of an anchor store where that plaza can start to, you know, pick up some, you know, smaller shops that go down that inline.
Well, I haven't brought it up yet on the air, but there's another building. There's another business planning on going in there as well. Restaurant Depot is rumored to be coming in. And Restaurant Depot is a place where, you know, people that own restaurants, they go to Restaurant Depot to save money buying these things instead of buying them from the distributors, and where you and I could also go in and get restaurant quality stuff if we wanted to.
Oh, really? I heard Restaurant Depot, I thought that was specifically for people with like a business license and like restaurant, like they get an extra, like a wholesale discount.
I'm not sure. I could be mistaken, but I know somebody that goes to Restaurant Depot that has their own like home catering business. You know what I mean? It's not like a real business, and they go to Restaurant Depot to get all their stuff because they couldn't order it out of a catalog. It was too expensive.
Right. Oh, that's really good because, I mean, considering how many restaurants you have down on Route 6 and Dartmouth going all the way through into near Walmart and all the way up to Kempton Street, that there's a ton of people, ton of restaurants there that can probably, I mean, not your, just another Phoenix. Probably another one that would probably
It'll do very well with all the restaurants in the city and around the city. It'll do very well, and it'll be a huge help for a lot of those restaurant owners.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, you know, what might do well is, or give them an advantage is all the new food trucks that actually popped out the last few years. They'll be able to actually get access to that. That'll be really good, too. You know, Ollie's reminds me of, when I went in there, it reminds me of a Building 19, just a little bit cleaner and no free coffee.
Right. That's gonna make a lot of people wistful for the free coffee. They're going to say, wait, why don't you have the free coffee? And then Ollie's going to tell them, like, you know, it's not as good as you remember it was.
No, it wasn't. It was one pot, and you drank it all day. That's what you had over at Building 19.
Still better than a Keurig, I think, though.
Yeah, with how I heard one of your other callers talk about, you know, how Building 19 is like, looks like a bomb went off. And it's really weird how I see different, it's different stores look a different way. The backside, like she said, the backside of Target looks terrible once in a while. But Burlington, man, it is its own animal. Like, I've gone in there, and it just, there's literally stuff all over the floor, clothing on the floor, and it's never picked up, which is really weird. Like, they just don't have the staff. And, yeah, you go into other areas of the mall, and everything's clean. So it's almost like whoever's going in there and trashing these areas, because Walmart doesn't look like that. You know, Walmart, this is all the same area, and yet it's only Burlington.
I think part of the problem is there's so much there and there's so little staff and everybody has to be up at the front because, you know, there's always such a line at the register that nobody's keeping an eye on them as opposed to other stores in the mall where there's somebody walking around. You know, there's somebody keeping an eye on things. Even like Old Navy or JCPenney, the larger stores, they have people that are there. Whereas I think Burlington, because of the line that they always have, they have to put everybody in the front. I mean, I think I've only been there once where I've used the dressing room and there's actually been somebody staffing the dressing room.
Really? Really? Yeah. You know what? Even Savers. I've gone into Savers and that's significantly neater and more straightened up and more orderly than Burlington. And that's a thrift shop. You know, it's, I don't know. It's a very confusing situation there because you just look at it, you expect Savers, you expect Salvation Army to look kind of trashy because they don't have the staff. It's pretty much, you know, it's a thrift store, so they're going to have a lot of money for overhead.
Well, I think Savers helps itself with self-checkout too.
Oh, they, I didn't even realize they had self-checkout. I haven't been there so long.
All the checkouts are self-checkout, so it moves things a lot faster, but they have somebody up at the front helping people. But I got to just hold you there, Ray, because I got some other calls I got to get in.
All right, Tim.
Have a good day. And let me squeeze in one more here before I get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not feeling too good. I just wanted to touch on the shots.
Okay.
The eye shots. Okay. You know, I'm really angry at myself more than anything because of all the things I research and look up. That's all I do all day long, every single day on different things. But this thing with the eye shots, it went completely under the radar with me, and I think it's because every time I went to the appointment, that's all they kept stressing to me. You need this. This is what you need. And when I had questions, remember I told you they don't want to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. They don't have time. So all I kept hearing in my head was, that's what I need. So finally, they scared me enough that I started doing it. And now, the past 2 days, I found out a lot. You know, there are people that are having cerebral hemorrhages from them shots. It raises blood pressure so high on most people. And they don't tell you this. They didn't warn me ahead of time. I probably would have never taken one of them shots because then I would have started looking it up myself. And I didn't. I was in such of a place where they had what they were doing to me and pressuring me all the time about it. I was in such a state of mind that I'm mad at myself. That I was studying other things and not that. It made me sick. Now, my primary gave me that high blood pressure pill to take, and now I've been getting dizzy, and I don't know if it's maybe my blood pressure went even higher, or maybe it's a side effect from the blood pressure pill I'm getting now. And if I mention it, she'll probably give me a different pill to straighten that out. Before you know it, I'm taking all kinds of stuff. Now, today's the first time this morning that I will be missing my walk in a long, long time. I only miss it if I have to do something real important or a family member's in the hospital or whatever the story is. This is the first time I'm not going out because I'm dizzy with it. I don't know whether to skip that blood pressure pill. I don't know what to do at all. I'm going to call. My primary care doctor is ready to leave because she's from Texas. She only did like a 2-year stint over here in Dartmouth. Now she's leaving. So I had to find another doctor, and they're not going to see me until June. You don't get a new doctor right away. You have to wait.
Yeah, there's always a backlog.
She said, don't worry. There'll be somebody here to take your call, and they can look at your file. They'll see what to do. I was upset because my first doctor I had 40 years passed away, and that was recently. And so now her, I've only had her going on maybe 4 or 5 months now. So now I got to get used to another doctor coming in. And I'm in the middle saying, what do I do? Do I take this? Do I stop taking this? I don't know. I'm not happy about it. I'm all mixed up because I was all straightened away. I was not on diabetes medicine anymore. My weight was going down. Everything was good. I was happy as a lark. And now I'm just a little nervous about going out because I got dizzy. I don't use a cane. I don't use a walk. I don't use none. I don't need it. My birthday's coming in June, which is very close. I'm going to be 72 years old. And I'm doing more than I did when I was in my 30s and 40s.
I know you check your blood sugar. Is that okay? Are your numbers okay in that regard?
No, that's still high. It is still high. It's high this morning.
That might be why you're dizzy.
I don't know anymore. I'm trying to figure out too many things all at one time, you know, and I'm learning about the pancreas now real good. Boy, I'm going to become my own doctor all by myself, but I'm not a doctor. I know I have to stress that to everybody out here. You don't have to do what I'm doing. I'm just telling people what is going on with me when I was doing so well until I accepted. So if you have macular degeneration, you better make sure that your doctor tells you every single thing about it. And I found out that there was literature they could have gave me. They could have gave me papers to read. Nothing. I was given nothing. This is what gets me angry with doctors. That's what does it for me. So no matter what your sickness or your illness is, if they're telling you something, make sure you just find out everything. Because I feel all these medications are ruining me. They ruined my eye. They made me worse. Because now I don't see as well as I did out of that one eye. From before I was taking them shots, yeah, I still had that eye disease. But I could still read perfectly. Both eyes were still looking pretty good. Not that one.
I hope that they can get you on the right track, and I hope that at least the dizziness goes away to at least help you on the immediacy.
I hope so. I'm glad you had enjoyed that meal because I saw it. It looked very good.
Thank you. Yes, it was excellent, but I didn't even finish that plate. I only made it about halfway through.
Yeah, I had a feeling you wouldn't now because now you're under control with the hunger is gone, you know? But good. I'm glad you had a good time with it.
All right.
Have a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
You as well. And we'll take more of your calls, 508-996-0500, but I got to take a break. And if you really want to start your day the right way, start it off with a delicious breakfast from Just Another Phoenix restaurant. They were all ready for St. Patrick's Day this weekend with specials like Lucky Charms French Toast, pistachio pancakes. Those were just some of the things they had on the menu, and they probably still do. So stop by Just Another Phoenix restaurant today and fuel up. Some of you might be feeling a little bit under the rainbow this morning after celebrating St. Patrick's Day, and you might need something to perk you up. Nothing will perk you up more than a Just Another Phoenix breakfast. Stop by and see them. They're located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. If you are running out of the house and trying to get to work or school or wherever you've got to be and you don't have time to sit down at a restaurant and have a full breakfast, that's okay. You can get everything on their menu through their drive-thru window. So you don't even need to get out of the car. And for some of you, that's probably a good thing this morning because, you know, the less you have to move around, the better you'll feel, right? So stop by Just Another Phoenix restaurant located on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth. All of your breakfast favorites, plus unique and interesting specials too. All of that and more at Just Another Phoenix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.